Manipulation: Learn to Become an Alpha Male and Influence Others. Written by Norton Raven. Narrated by Stefan Lowe.
Introduction. Influence. What is it? Influence literally translates to having power or an effect on people or things. Subconsciously, we constantly influence and are being influenced by a myriad of factors affecting our every decision. Even something as simple as our choice in toothpaste stems from an unbelievable number of influences from the external world. Influence is universal and is not restricted by species or by geography. The list of factors that help and influence may seem infinite, but social scientists have shortened the list to just less than 10. In this book, we will learn how to influence other members of our own species to get them to do what we want them to do. We all influence people for some kind of gain. Stockbrokers, salesmen, managers, employees, bosses, housemaids, the list is endless. We do something for our bosses so that a day's leave may be excused. We shower the spouse with love so that we are loved too. We sweet-talk the salesman, hoping for a small discount. We influence everything we interact with, and vice versa. So how do we get people to do what we want them to do? Let's get started. Chapter 1. The Real Source of Influence. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to influence a customer, a supervisor, an employee, or a relative. The process is the same, and there are certain requirements if you want to achieve influential success. But first, why do we want to influence others, and are your needs grounded in respect, integrity, compassion, and/or noble reason? Over the centuries, there have been many people who either desired to influence others or were successful who did nothing but bring harm, disaster, confusion, or downright evil to the world, to the people they were trying to influence. I don't need to give you examples, as I am sure a few come to mind easily and quickly. So the first issue when it comes to influence is, what are your motives, and are they in some way beneficial to others? What is influence? Position can influence. Parents, politicians, clergy, physicians, teachers, and attorneys. But just because you may have a certain role or title isn't a guarantee of influence. Salespeople can have an influence getting someone to purchase their product or service. Evil people can have influence grounded in fear, uncertainty, or punishment. But this doesn't mean their influence is used for positive motives. Knowledge can have influence. But just because you are the smartest person in the room doesn't mean you are the wisest. Influence is the ability to get what you want, persuade others, or maintain a position of authority. Professional athletes can have an influence on others' children, fans, or just folks who have a casual interest in sports. But this doesn't mean getting what they want or persuading others to buy a product that they endorse doesn't mean it's necessarily good for us. What we need to achieve positive influence is the right motives, intention, and the ability to share these with integrity. Telling your kids, just because you are the parent, that they should do this or that, or pursue a certain career, isn't necessarily in their long-term best interests. And finally, it is having a passion for what you believe. Right now, think of someone you know who has a tremendous passion for their mission, belief, or purpose in life. Do they have passion, or are they lukewarm? Why do we lose it? There are many reasons why a person can lose influence. All you have to do is look back at politicians who have lost credibility because of stupid choices, actions, or decisions. Look at Hollywood stars or athletes who have fallen from grace because of ego or arrogance or just plain stupidity. In the end, most people lose the ability to influence others because they believe that their passion, title, role, or responsibility is all that is required for them to keep it. I beg to differ. When I stop trusting you, respecting you, or believing you, or your motives, purposes, or goals, you lose the ability to influence me. Why do we need it? Anything we get or achieve in life is eventually based on our ability to influence others. And I'm not talking here about salesmen, CEOs, or parents, or teachers. I'm talking about all of us. Whether it's being treated by others with respect, not waiting on hold for 2 hours, or disarming a conflict, these and every other human behavior sooner or later requires a certain degree of influence. I'm talking about all of us. Whether it's being treated by others with respect, not wanting on hold for 2 hours, or disarming a conflict, these and every other human behavior sooner or later requires a certain degree of influence. Wealthy people don't have any more of it than poor people, unless they have this perception that their wealth gives them influence. Mother Teresa was poor. Jesus was homeless. I could give you hundreds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?